I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres, live from KeyBank Center. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Speaking of time, scores! Four Sabres across the line, and Henry Okiharju continues the defenseman scoring to make it 4-1. I mean, they were an umbrella in the Penguin zone there, and Blomqvist watches another one get past him.
3:29 into the second period, Henry Okiharju's shot goes in. That gave Buffalo a 4-1 lead. That's the game winner. And it's our goal of the game tonight, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you back here to KeyBank Center, up in the press box. Brian Colziel on our post-game show. Thanks for being with us here tonight. If you're in the building and now in your car on your way home, I'm sure you enjoyed watching Buffalo score seven times tonight. It was 1-1 after one, and then Buffalo put five in the first 5:26. Of period two. That's where they busted it wide open. Cousins got one early in the third. Pittsburgh adding a couple of more along the way, but a 7-3 final. So the Sabres go to 1-0 in the preseason. And up next, a home matchup with the Columbus Blue Jackets Monday night at 5 p.m. And again, if you're listening tonight in Buffalo on our flagship station on WGR, on Monday's game with Bills Jaguars pregame coverage going on, the Sabre game will be on the Bet 1520. All right, good stuff tonight. Sabres, other than maybe giving up a goal in the first 108, pretty much dominated this game. And, you know, not to try to take anything away from their efforts and hard work tonight, but they probably should have. Pittsburgh basically had their AHL team out there tonight. Very few names that probably the average fan would recognize. And the Sabres had essentially their full lineup in there tonight. For Buffalo, in terms of, you know, who was missing for the Sabres, really the biggest name was Rasmus Dahlin. Now, he was out due to an injury. Lindy Ruff said it's not serious, but other than that, Buffalo almost had what you'd call their NHL team that would be starting the season, and they had their number one goaltender in Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen in goal for this one tonight, in which he faced 18 shots, made 15 saves. Buffalo put 43 shots on the pair of Penguin goaltenders tonight. So one thing that Lindy Ruff is going to stress is that his team's going to work and going to work hard and going to provide energy and not be afraid to get in front of the net. And I think all that was on display tonight. It is one game, and as we said, it may have been one-sided in terms of kind of an NHL roster versus an AHL roster, but all Buffalo really had to do tonight is show that they were better in terms of the NHL squad, and they did. So you got to give them credit for that. And they did work hard, and they did look like they played with energy, as they should in the, you know, preseason opening game. But if that is going to be the mantra of the team, then, you know, that should be an improvement. If we know, you know, if we watch and reflect on last year's season and last year's games, there were definitely times where the Sabres, you could tell, maybe didn't do all the things they needed to do effort-wise, work ethic-wise, energy-wise, to be at the level that a team is that would make the postseason. And, you know, again, it's one game. You don't want to overreact too much, but there's a lot of positives in this one for Lindy Ruff's club here as he gets back behind the bench for his second tenure as the Sabres head coach. Again, Paul coming up from the locker room here in just a moment. Our final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better, is at levelfa.com. Shots in the third were 8-6 Buffalo. They end up 43-18 in this one. The penalties, you know, down the stretch, a lot of them incidental minors for exchanges of roughing back and forth. But Buffalo did get a power play goal, that one coming from Paterka, who scored three in this game tonight. Paterka scoring to make it 1-1, to make it 2-1, and then eventually 6-1. That was the goals there from Paterka. So him on that top line, Paul and I were talking about it during intermission. It seemed like the natural fit for him to get up on that top line, replacing Jeff Skinner. And Paterka did toward the end of last year and looked good and looked very good tonight playing with Tage Thompson and Alex Tuck. One thing that we also discussed throughout the broadcast, pregame intermissions, was how would some of the new faces look that Kevin Adams acquired during this offseason? Well, that third line of Sam Lafferty, Beck Malenstein, and Nicholas Obey-Kubel looked really good. They provided a lot of hustle. It was quite noticeable that they are not afraid to go to the net. They're not afraid to stick up for each other. They're not afraid to go win battles and take hits and take cross checks and, you know, do whatever they have to do to win puck possession. And those three, I thought, looked very good tonight so far, doing, you know, what you'd want them to do. Kevin Adams said that they need to be harder to play against. Well, those three, I think, are going to provide quite a good effort in that area. All right, J.J. Paterka is up first live in the locker room. Here's Paul Hamilton.
Keeping the puck moving. So I think just overall, supporting each other on the ice.
A lot of those goals seem to come shots up high and crashing the net. Was that, I guess, part of the game plan?
Yeah, it was. Get more dirty goals in there. I think we did a good job on that. Just going more to the net, trying to converge more rebounds. Kind of like things we practiced the last couple days, and I think worked out pretty well.
JJ, is that what we're going to see more on the power play? It only took 5 seconds, but it was Quinn back there getting a puck to the net. Now, there were three headed to the net there for tips or whatever. Is that what we're going to see more on the power play, do you think, getting pucks to the net like that?
I think so. I think just keep it a little easier. Just keep it simple. I think we have big bodies there at the net. Everyone's converging as soon as we make a play. So, I think just keep it simple and put it in that.
How much were you guys in sync with your defense? Your defense were pretty active. You guys were covering for them. Henry had a big game. Your defense seemed to be moving a lot more tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I think that was kind of like part of the game plan to get the D's more involved. The D's were shooting a lot more, I feel like, from the point, looking for sticks too. So, I think just overall, forwards and D's were more playing together.
Any first impressions of what Lindy's like behind the bench?
Actually pretty calm. Not talking too much, but I think main thing, he just wants us to have fun. I think that's what we had today, and just enjoying playing.
What was your impressions of the Lafferty line? Three new guys who have all been in the NHL. We kind of expected to look like they did, I think.
Yeah, I think they brought energy from the puck drop. I think they threw a lot of big hits out there. Also crushing the net, also contributing with goals. So I think just overall gave us a lot of energy and a lot of momentum.
Lindy said he likes the way you work. He says you put a lot of good work and a lot of good effort in. He said maybe the only thing he'd like to help you with is your play a little away from the puck. Is that something that you'd like to work on?
Yeah, obviously I think maybe reading a game a little bit better when I don't have it, or on the other side of the puck, just in the zone little twitching, being like in a little different spots, but I think overall it's been good so far, and we have like a really good relationship. So I enjoy working with him.
Thank you, JJ. JJ Paterka, Brian, back to you.
All right, JJ Paterka off to a great start here in the preseason. Three goals tonight. The first one on a power play, and he mentioned it that Lindy Ruff had them working at that, going to the net, working harder on the power play. The power play really struggled last year during the regular season, so that's going to have to be an area that they're going to have to get back to being prolific if they're going to break that streak and get back into the playoffs. Henry Jokiharju is up next, live with Paul.
For you guys as a defense group to be as active as you were tonight?
I mean, yeah, it's just a new game plan for us, so it's a fun play that way. But I think everybody just got to buy into that one, so, I mean, it feels good.
How does that translate into your game? How does that help you, really get involved offensively and just be even more into the game than you've been?
I think just getting out of our end pretty simple and just go play offense and just support each other. So I think that's a big plan in here. And so, I mean, just simplify everything.
You've had two hard practices, a scrimmage, and now a game with Lindy Ruff. What are your first impressions of your new head coach?
Oh, good, obviously. And just, it was still on the start of this season, but, I mean, good.
How about the system that he's trying to implement? What the things that he wants you guys to do and practice, maybe insists that you do? What have you liked some of the changes that he's made and the style that you guys are going to play?
Yeah, I really do, and I think it's more simple out there, and you don't have to think that much. You just like support each other, like I said before. So I think that's really helpful, especially for D-men.
When you look at the Sam Lafferty line with all their physicality and speed, you play against lines like that, you play against those guys. What can that do to make it tough for opposing defense?
I mean, that, especially that speed, what they bring, and just hard battle. So, you know, I always hate playing against those guys every time. So, I mean, it's great to have those guys in our team.
Did you put on a little size over the summer? I noticed even during camp you've been hitting a little bit more. You've been a little more physical. Is that something you've wanted to add to your game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I don't think I have, like, added any weight. I think it's just come with the new game style here. Just, you know, one more battles and just better box outs in the net front, too. So just, I think this is the style what we'd like to play.
Henry Peterka took that spot in that top line at the end of last season for a few weeks. Ends up 28 goals. I mean, what is the ceiling for a guy like that? How much are you guys relying on him to really have a big year and use his skill? And we see tonight he gets three in a preseason game. But we could see this a lot this year with the way he plays.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's top player in our team. So, I mean, not putting any pressure on him. But, like, you know, he should definitely play free in our team and just do his thing.
And it's the first time I've had a chance to talk to you. With the contract you signed, you got the one-year contract. Is that what you were looking for, was the 1 year? Would you have liked to get more years out of it? What were you looking for?
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of went down quick, and just, I don't know, you know, I don't know right answer for you, Paul, but I'm just happy to be here.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you. Henry Yokiharju. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you. Yeah, Yokiharju signed a one-year deal in the offseason. Didn't really have much to elaborate there on whether he was looking for a long-term deal or not, but he is back in a Sabre uniform, and I would agree with what Paul asked about him being a little bit more physical. We saw him have some big hits. Paul even was mentioning how at practice he thought Yokiharju was very noticeable about playing a more physical game. He ended up getting the game-winning goal officially in this one as Pittsburgh scored three. He got Buffalo out to a 4-1 lead early in the second period. That was just a barrage of goals. Peterka scores at 46 seconds, then Power at 229, Yokiharju at 329, Lafferty at 420, and then Peterka again at 526. So five goals in the first 526 took it from a 1-1 game to a 6-1 game, and Buffalo goes on to win it by a score of 7-3. All right, for all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodnight to you at this time. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. Next game, Monday, here at KeyBank Center, 5 p.m. That game, again, has been moved. It was 7. It is now 5. If you want to listen to that game in the Buffalo area, it'll be on the Bet 1520 with, of course, Bills, Jags pregame coverage right here on our normal flagship, WGR. And for all of you listening on our flagship on WGR, more postgame coming up. We'll have Lindy Ruff's postgame comments. We'll get you some highlights and more stats as we see the Sabres win in preseason game number 1, 7-3 over Pittsburgh. I'm Brian Colziel. We'll take a timeout. More postgame coming up. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here at KeyBank Center, Sabres win 7-3. Here's Lindy Ruff live.
A little bit slow off the start, but I thought from a compete standpoint, 50-50 battles, I thought we really found our game.
Tell me about the activation of the defense. I mean, it's a preseason opener, but we didn't see that a lot last year at all. Just these guys are capable of playing that way.
You know, I think we've talked about the predictability of our play, like how we want to break out, and a big part of the breakout is our D being involved. And then the second part is, you know, our forwards knowing when they are involved to make sure that we have their back and have them covered.
The first, the power play goal, JJ's goal, just nothing too fancy about it, but bodies to the net, is that a lot of what you want, just bodies to the net?
No, I think when you have a lane and you've got somebody that's got a stick up there and you can, that's as good a shot as you're going to get when you have a clear lane. And if you can get a stick on it, obviously it's going to end up having a chance to go in the back of the net. I thought the second power play, we had two or three really good looks. We could have scored on that one. So we just got to continue to work on, you know, all aspects of our game, and the power play's going to be one of them.
You mentioned already once, Seth mentioned today about winning battles on the power play, and that second one, the example I think of is Byram and I think Benson along the wall. That's kind of what you want, right? Where you're winning those battles and you're creating more chances.
Yeah, I think the hard compete was good. Yeah, you know, I mean, we had a good lineup, obviously, but we're trying to work on our game, and I think the small parts of the game are winning the 50-50 races, winning the battles when we get there, and then once we get there and win the battle, what are we doing with it? Do we have the support? Do we have a guy in the right place to make that next play? That's in the ozone. That's breaking the puck out. Do we have somebody that's creating that quick two-on-one wherever we're at? So that we can create the race for the next puck, and then if we win the battle, we can make a play to create a good opportunity.
Paterka was a guy who moved on to that top line at the end of last year, took advantage of some opportunities. How much can he, you know, really be a top elite guy for this club now?
I think, again, I still don't know a lot about him. I've been able to watch him for a short period of time now. He had a great year last year, and I think, you know, with confidence, I don't know what the ceiling is. I thought he got unselfish later on. He passed up some opportunities. He got a heck of a shot. He passed up some opportunities. He wanted to get one over the Tage on what would have been a grade A opportunity. But I think with, you know, Tuck's playmaking ability and the fact you've got Paterka and Thompson that can, you know, hang on to pucks and make plays, and both great shooters. I mean, on the outside, it looks like the makings of a good line.
Was that a snapshot of what that Lafferty line can bring you guys, just the physicality? Even, I mean, some of the plays they made with the puck.
I thought they had a great night. I mean, that's, you know, it's like a running game in football. They got the puck down, though. They hung on to it. They couldn't take the puck away from them. They made, you know, five or six great plays for scoring opportunities, but the puck possession was, you know, I think something that can wear a team down.
One game, was the pace kind of what you were looking for out of this group?
I still think the pace was good. I still think we've got a ways to go in pace. Just the decision-making and the trust that we're going to be somewhere. And it's not the guy with the puck. It really is the guy away from the puck that has to do the work. And if he doesn't do the work, you saw tonight a couple times we had some turnovers, and I don't blame it on the guy with the puck. If we have guys hitting the hole a little bit sooner, we would have had better play. So it's just something that, you know, we're going to continue to work on.
Is that something that gets cleaned up just through time?
Practice.
Just through trust?
Practice drills. I think, you know, we've inserted a lot of practice drills that are helping us play quicker. We're going to keep doing those drills.
There were a bunch of scrums and the response from top guys, really. I mean, what'd you think of that?
Well, any of those, you just need all five guys to get in. This part of being a team. There's a scrum, we're all in there. We're all in this together. So I thought the response was great, and everybody got in. And, you know, the end of the night, they sorted out, and we keep playing. Thank you.
All right, that is the first time we hear after a postgame from Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff in his second tenure here, yes. 7-3 the final, and a lot of complimentary things from the Sabres head coach. Hey, if you're listening in your car on your way home from KeyBank Center, we appreciate it. Your drive home from the game is brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet, with you for the extra mile. All right, we'll come back. We'll get you our save of the game. We'll check the scoreboard from the rest of the sports day and preview Buffalo's next week of preseason action here. The final tonight in the first preseason game, Buffalo beating Pittsburgh 7-3. I'm Brian Colziel. More postgame in a moment from KeyBank Center. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
It was Kulik. He gets up, and the puck is swatted outside the zone. Lafferty back in his own end. Makes the pass to the corner. 3-on-2 for the Penguins. Bouncing puck off the save by Luukkonen comes to the near wall.
Ukko Pekka Luukkonen right there with our save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 7-3, Sabres win the preseason opener over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Up next, Columbus. We'll preview that game in just one moment. A couple of other stats here to give you. By the way, every Sabre tonight was a plus in the plus-minus category. Don't often see that, for what it's worth. Face-offs, look who was very good. Peyton Krebs, he won 10 of 13, 77%. That's impressive. Krebs had three shots. Every Sabre, by the way, had a shot on goal in this game tonight as well. Three of them had four to lead the team. Byram had four. Joki Haru had four. Kulik had four. Kulik also hit the post on a really, really good look in the early parts of the third period. Kulik's a guy I really hope makes the team. I would expect him to go on the trip to Europe because the Sabres are going to take some extra forwards. He's also from Prague in that area in Czechia, so I would expect that he's going to go regardless, but I hope he makes the team. I just know he's got talent. We've seen it in the AHL. We've seen it through some of the prospect games and the preseason games, and tonight he had a couple of nice opportunities, didn't score, but I would really like to see him on this team again. The one area that I think Kevin Adams, I would still maybe, if there's a move to be made during the season, it's still, can you bring in another guy that can score? Now, maybe Kulik can fill that, and maybe that's what his plan is, but I think Adams did a wonderful job getting the third and fourth line kind of revamped. And obviously the trade for Bo Byram last year seems like that solidifies the defense. But I'm still worried about them maybe not winning games that were ultimately Luukkonen plays great. How many games last year did they lose 2-1 and 3-2? Remember, they couldn't get those goals when they needed it, or a goal when they needed it. You know, maybe the power play will just be ultimately that quote goal that they needed. It won't come necessarily from a player, but from that power play unit, because last year they didn't get it on that special teams area either. Other stats from tonight that jump off the board to me as we look individually here. Joki Haru, 3 points, a goal, and 2 assists. Paul asked him, did he put on weight? And he definitely looks like he's playing more physical, but maybe just some confidence with this new system. Of course, Paterka scoring 3 goals. He ends up with 3 points in this game. Other multi-point players tonight. Let's see here. It was Cousins, a goal and an assist. Power, a goal and an assist. They end up with 2 points each overall tonight in this game that the Sabres win by a score of 7-3. All right, before we preview the Columbus game, let's check the scoreboard from around the league. Scores brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorney. There's only two other games in the NHL tonight. Going on in Dallas, that has gone final. The Stars beat the Blues 2-1. And in Winnipeg right now, it's the Wild leading the Jets 4-1. That one is just underway in period number 3. All right, let's go to college football. It is Saturday, and guess what? A nice win for the UB Bulls on the road at number 23, NIU. The Bulls beat the Huskies in overtime on a field goal from 37 yards out, 23-20 the final. NIU, of course, last week just getting ranked in the top 25 after upsetting Notre Dame in South Bend. So it's Buffalo getting it done, and they improve to 3-1 on the season. Games going on right now. Number 8, Miami, is at UCF. The Hurricanes trying to go to 4-0. They lead 29-15 right now, late third quarter. Number 6, Tennessee, a 19-3 lead on number 15, Oklahoma. 9 minutes to go with the third quarter there. The MAC still continuing to look good in their non-conference games. Bowling Green trying to pull off an upset. They are close with number 25, Texas A&M. The Aggies lead just by 3 as they enter the fourth quarter in that one. Number one, Texas, early third quarter, leading Louisiana Monroe 28-3. All these other games are final. Number three, Ohio State rolls Marshall 49-14. Number 17, Notre Dame, beating Miami of Ohio 28-3. Number 10, Penn State rolls Kent State 56-0. Number 16, LSU improves to 3-1. They beat UCLA 34-17. Good matchup today in Ann Arbor at the Big House. Number 18, Michigan goes to 3-1. They beat number 11, USC 27-24. Number 12, Utah goes to 4-0. They win in Norman against number 14, Oklahoma State, 22-19. And number 7, Missouri, surviving a scare from Vanderbilt in double overtime, they win 30-27. All right. Oh, and I got to give a shout out to Paul Hamilton's Iowa State Cyclones. Paul, if you're listening, turn down your radio for about the next 10 seconds here. I'm going to give the Cyclones score because I know you DVR'd it. Cyclones win, number 20 in the country, 52-7 over Arkansas State. All right. There's your scores. Nice win for Pete Lambeau and the Bulls today at NIU as they have won three of their first four. And off to a good start. Let's see here who UB has next on the schedule. They're at UConn next Saturday, a noon game. That's a CBS Sports Network game. So that's another non-conference game. And then it's all MAC the rest of the way. So nice job there for UB. Also, other news from this Bills-Jags game coming up Monday night. The Jaguars officially announcing that Evan Engram, their wonderful tight end, will not play in this game. So that's a big loss for the Jags and Trevor Lawrence that Evan Engram will be out. Of course, Gabe Davis, we know, maybe picks up some extra targets. He's signing with Jacksonville during the offseason. They lost Calvin Ridley to the Titans, but you know we'll see how that works out. Jacksonville has struggled so far. They are 0-2. But you can read more on the Engram injury and what it means and also the Bills injury news. We knew Terrell Bernard and Taron Johnson were going to be out, but that's official. Sal Capaccio has an article up WGR550.com. You can also read our article on tonight's Sabres game, scoring recap, some more information there as well as Buffalo wins it tonight 7-3. All right, Columbus is next as we get our preview of the next game, and it's brought to you by Steve Foley Law. And the Steve Foley Law pregame show will be starting at 4:45 on Monday. Again, for all of you that maybe have tickets to this game or you're wondering about watching it or listening to it, it will be a 5 o'clock puck drop. They moved it up because of the Bills-Jags Monday night game. So I'll be on the air. And again, in Buffalo, I'll be on the Bet 1520 at 4:45 p.m. Short pregame getting you into Dan and Rob's call at 5 o'clock. And then we'll obviously have the game for you there, preseason game number two. And then, essentially, this group of players, these NHLers and a few extra, will be heading off to Europe. They'll have some training camp and some practices there, and then they'll have a preseason game Friday in Munich. And then the following Friday, Saturday, they'll open up against the New Jersey Devils. And, of course, we'll have those games for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. That is the opening Friday and Saturday of October. And, of course, those will be early games. So Friday, if you have a lot of vacation time banked or sick days you're looking to burn, the Sabres are going to be playing early on that Friday. I believe it's a 1 p.m. Eastern time game because it's 7 o'clock in Prague. And then on Saturday, I believe it's like a 10 a.m. game. It's either 10 or 11. I could check on that. But that's going to be an earlier game on Saturday. But that'll be kind of fun for everybody here in the East Coast in the Buffalo area to have that game for you. Oh, your mic is not on. Hold on.
Brian, see, you don't work in an office. You're a teacher.
Yes.
What you do is proposition your work to buy you pizza and wings.
Yes.
For a 12:45 lunch, and you watch the Sabres game and get free lunch out of it. That's what you got to do.
That's a great office bonding experience.
Yeah, and you do like
right?
a Sabres day, and you get
on
to
a Friday,
Sabres, yeah.
and everybody wears Sabres gear.
Yeah,
that's smart. Yeah, I like
Let
that.
Let me tell you, that's already what I'm planning.
No, that you've already got it. I know you're you're in charge of a lot of that stuff at your
yes,
office.
Yes.
So, yeah, is that? Let's see. That Saturday game. Hold on. I think it's 10 a.m. That Saturday game. That the Sabres play in Prague. It is 10 a.m. Eastern. So they're going to play that, at 4 in Prague? All right. Yeah, 6 hours ahead. I'm going to Prague for the games. I'm really excited for that. So that should be really, really fun. So I'll be there providing some coverage for you here. And, of course, we'll have those games for you on the Sabres Radio Network. But those are, 1 o'clock on Friday the 4th, and then 10 a.m. on Saturday the 5th. And guess what? Lindy goes against his old team right away, New Jersey. Those two games with the Devils for the regular season opener. When I was in, I was fortunate, I got a chance to go to Stockholm, and I had such a great time on that trip when the Sabres played Tampa, lost both of those games to the Lightning, but had so much fun going there and seeing the city and taking in the sights and seeing people from all over the world come to watch the global series. I was like, we got to go back to Prague. Never been there, never been to Czechia, and you know, looking for a reason to go. Here we go. Sabres and Devils twice. But those games were in the middle of November, so it was kind of like, I don't know, it was like game like, 15 to 20 or wherever on the schedule. Well, this is the opening games. Like, this is, you know, obviously a little bit more meaningful in the sense that, not that it means any more in the standings. They're all worth 2 points, we know that. But the fact that it's the opener, people are going to be juiced up a little bit more. So, yeah, make your plans. Good call, Jonathan, on the office plans, or take your day off or whatever you want to do. But Friday the 4th for the opener, 1 o'clock in the afternoon here, Eastern time in the United States, and then Saturday, October 5th against New Jersey. That's a 10 a.m. game. And then the Bills the next day got a 1 o'clock game against Stephon Diggs and the Houston Texans. That's a fun sports weekend for sure. But anyway, preview of the next game. Sabres and Columbus will be here. Again, we expect the majority of the NHL lineup to be back intact. We'll see if Rasmus Dahlin is able to go. He, of course, non-serious injury, according to Lindy Ruff, just said a couple, he'll miss a couple of the practices, but we would expect Devin Levi to likely get the start in this next game against the Blue Jackets. So join us for the Steve Foley Law pregame show starting at 6:45. I'm sorry, starting at 4:45. Yes, 4:45 on the Bet 1520, and then we'll have Dan and Rob's call coming up at 5 o'clock. All right, that'll put a wrap on things here from KeyBank Center. Thanks for listening to our opening preseason broadcast. I want to thank our crew, Evan DePasquale back in our Amherst studios, our network producer. Thank you, Evan. Tom Maddy, our wonderful engineer, getting us set as always. Brother Jonathan Koziel producing here at KeyBank Center. Paul Hamilton was our reporter. And of course, for Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, our game announcers. My name is Brian Koziel. The final again here from KeyBank Center. Buffalo 7, Pittsburgh 3. The Sabres are 1-0 in the preseason. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you at 4:45 on the Bet 1520 Monday with the Sabres and the Blue Jackets right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.